Now it's time for Rod and Reel Radio with your hosts, Hop Along John Cassidy, fresh and saltwater expert angler Stan Vanderberg, and all-around outdoors fishing and hunting enthusiast Wendy Toshihara. If you love the outdoors, enjoy salt or freshwater fishing, this is the show for you. We'll cover most all of the fishing tournaments and events with special reports while providing you with the information you need as to how and where to experience the best fishing opportunities in Southern California, Baja, Alaska, or just about anywhere the fish are biting. We have some fantastic guests and reports lined up for you this evening, so sit back, relax, and get ready for the fastest 2 hours in radio. It's all right here, right now, on Rod and Reel Radio, the best stop on your radio dial for all the information you need for fishing opportunities all over the United States. Now here's your host, Hop Along, John Cassidy.
Hey, thank you, Mark Larson, and welcome, Southern California, to another Sunday edition of Rod and Reel Radio. Well, Mark Larson, you can turn the music off. Thank you. And welcome to Rod and Reel Radio, everyone. I am your underfish toast, Hop Along John Cassidy. We appreciate you taking the time to dial us in tonight. I think we're going to make it worth your while. We've got a jam-packed show. Let me give you just a rundown on what you can expect to hear this evening. You know, we're going to catch up with tournament director Bill Semitel. He's with the Big Bass Zone Junior Championship. You know, we've been following the Big Bass Juniors Championship over the past two seasons, and every year we just cannot understand how it could get any bigger and better. Well, you know what? Bill Semitel is running the 2021 edition, and he is stepping it up a notch, and we're going to find out what that's all about. So Bill Semitel will be our first guest. Later on, Danny Wade from H&M Landing, he's going to give us an update on what's happening in the local offshore scene. And then at 6 p.m., we had originally scheduled Wanda Stewart to be with us. Wanda is the founder of his Sisterhood of Fishing, and she was going to tell us how she helps women get in contact with sponsors in the fishing industry and work with sponsors to promote themselves in the fishing industry. Well, Wanda is also a professional guide, and about 30 minutes before we got on air, she gave me a call, and she goes, John, I am stuck on a boat in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, so I won't be able to be with you. So we gave a call to our good friend Samantha Gay to be with us. So Samantha Gay is going to be with us. We're going to find out all about her organization and still keep on track with women in fishing. So at 6 o'clock, Samantha Gay will be with us. And then later on, we're going to have Abby Tomlinson with us. She's from Crowley Lake and June Lake Marinas. And we're going to find out how the opener went in the Eastern Sierras. But before we start trying to pack 20 pounds of mud into a 5-pound sack here, let me first introduce to you the co-host of Rod and Reel Radio. First of all, this gentleman is the voice of 1-800-BASS-BOAT and a good saltwater and freshwater fisherman in his own right, Stan Vandenberg. Stan, how you doing?
Good evening, everybody. John, Wendy. Well, it's been a weekend. I fished another tournament. Came in second until the guys at the weigh-in said one of your fish cacked, and it took me from second to fourth. So, but that's okay. I've had a second, a third, two fourths, and a fifth so far. It's been a pretty consistent year. And then I had to do a barbecue for 22 today. Other than that, haven't had a busy weekend at all. It's been real good.
Well, Stan, you probably appreciate being able to sit down for a couple hours and doing Rod and Reel Radio and give you a chance to relax a little bit.
I was really looking forward to this.
Hey, we'll talk about relaxing. Our other co-host, man, she has been gone for 2 weeks, but I can't tell you, she has not been letting any moss grow on her north side. I think we missed her more than she missed us. Miss Wendy Toshihara. Wendy, how you doing tonight?
You're absolutely correct. You missed me more than I missed you because I had a blast.
So did you get a chance to use Roland's turkey call?
I did. It was so fun. I loved it. My sister got to use the turkey call. My friend Irwin up in Oregon where we stayed. It was so much fun being able to use Roland's call and my other slate call. It worked great. All we right. both got turkeys.
Cool.
Hey, guys, let's get on to our first guest because we're jam-packed tonight. You know, I had mentioned that this was going to be a show of enablers with Bill Simatel being with us and Wanda Stewart, but we're still going to make it an enabler show. Our next guest is an individual that has helped junior fishermen achieve maybe the fishing adventure of their dreams. Let's find out how he's gone about doing it. He's from the Big Bass Zone. It's Bill Simatel. Bill, thank you for taking the time to be with us, sir.
Oh, you guys are welcome. It's good to be with Wendy, Stan, and you, John. So this is always a treat.
Hey, Bill. Well,
you know, Bill, let's get right down to it. When we talked to you at the end of 2020, when you were running the Junior Bass Championship, you were up there in Priest Lake, Idaho. Your good friend Billy Chapman had helped you out. And you were kind of saying to yourself, you know, this is a lot of work, and I don't know if I could ever step it up a notch. Well, I guess, sir, you have exceeded your expectations, because it seems like the 2021 edition of the Junior Bass Championship is going to be bigger and better than ever. If you will, first of all, tell us a little bit about what the Junior Championship is and what's going to be happening in 2021.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm a few roboworms off from a few baskets. I can't believe I've put myself back into this situation. But the Junior Championship is a national team youth online fishing tournament. We've changed some rules around. It's the five biggest fish you can catch in 7 months, $25 entry fee, and that goes to a year subscription of Bassmaster magazine. And the kids get to swing it out just like the pros do, but they have more time to do it anytime, fishing a tournament, pre-fishing, or fun fishing. And we've done a lot of changes in the last few months. I'll get to a second. But, these kids get to go head-to-head against any angler in their own state. And the anglers that win their state with the largest five-fish limit gets to come back to Missouri this year for the World Championship. Lot of stuff happened this year. It was really cool. Basscat jumped on board for a title sponsorship. So we have, and they signed a 2-year contract. So it's Basscat's Big Bass Zone Junior Championship. I just signed the contract. Bassmaster is now the presenting sponsor for the next 2 years. So they're going to be a part of it for 4 years in a row. Oh, wow. And some of the premier sponsors this year, like always, we got to give a big shout out to Billy Chapman over there at Anglers and International. We got Tackle Direct that came in for an online sponsorship to help the kids and the youth fishing. Motor Guide, Lowrance, Power Pole, St. Croix, Bethel University with not $28,000 scholarships, but $30,000 scholarships for the kids this year. Motor Guide, and then two of the newest sponsors is Bucket Mouth Brands and Fishing Chaos. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but I have been elbows to elbows 24/7 the last month, and we have the entire system. So now we have the first. Here's another first for the BBZ JC. Fishing Chaos is an online app, and we actually have the first app out there that does a full total weight, computed weight of length and girth. So we put together the first length and girth online tournament that's ever been out there on an app. So we just finished that, and it's running full steam because, as anybody knows, I was getting pretty tired, guys, because if a fish came in, I was literally going through 5 Google Docs to organize everything, and everything's running seamless with Fishing Chaos. And as of today, I think we have 725 fish entries just with kids sending in fish, and we have half the U.S. that haven't even really started fishing yet. So it's pretty awesome.
Hey, Bill.
Yes,
hey,
ma'am.
Bill. I'm fishing a tournament in Texas, a redfish tournament in May, and we're using Fishing Chaos. So I was looking through it and, you know, getting myself used to the app, and guess what pops up? Your tournament.
The Big Bass Zone Junior Championship.
It did. And so I looked on it, and it's pretty neat. You have all the kids listed by state, but then you have Lunker for largemouth and Lunker for smallmouth. And then all of it rates everyone or ranks everyone with all of their catches. It's pretty neat. I really like it.
And the cool thing about Fishing Chaos and what we're trying to do, so I was working really hard with Chad Hoover over at Kayak Bass Fishing, and anybody who knows anything about kayak fishing and you know, online tournaments, you know, Chad's been around for a long time, and he's brought this to a forefront. Been working with him, and what we're doing is we standardize the length measurements. So what you're going to do in your redfish tournament with length and quarter-inch increments, the whole thing, we have the same standards with the BBZ, and then I actually wrote an entire new set of rules for girth measurements for online tournament. And what happens is Chad, he's going to start promoting that through KBS Fishing and through the Fishing Chaos app, which is really cool. Any angler that is fishing on that app, so say you're fishing a bass fishing, Wendy, tournament, and you're kayak fishing down, say, at like Lake Paris, you can literally enter one fish and take two photos, length and girth, and the standard length, and enter it in multiple tournaments. So I have kids right now across the U.S. using this app, catching one fish and fishing multiple tournaments all in the same time by a push of the button. So we're basically opening up the door for more opportunities for the youth across.
So what you're saying is that these. So what you're saying is that these kids can go ahead and fish, like in the different states, and that's a new tournament for them.
Yeah. So say they're fishing. Say we have one of the anglers down here in California, Hunter Canyon, who's leading California with the Fishing Chaos, and say he sees another online tournament on the app, and it's for kayak fishing or just an open tournament, and it's a national event. He can literally catch the same fish, say at Castaic Lake. He's going to take a length and girth for my tournament, and he's going to push a button, and if he's entered in any of the other tournaments, the regular length one will go to that, and he's going to be entered across the board. So like what we're trying to do is just open up and give so many people more opportunities with all this new technology that, you know, it's more options for kids. And that's the biggest thing is the more we can give back to the youth and the parents could see this and the families could see this, I think it's going to be almost like a paying it forward for our future on getting these kids more excited about the outdoors and doing stuff. And then hopefully we build something good for the future.
That's awesome.
This is pretty cool. I'll have Hunter Cannon fishing with me here in within the next month here. We've talked a couple of times. He fishes for St. Croix too, which is pretty fun, and so do I. But he and I are talking about doing some little work. He wanted to do some filming. So I said, yeah, let's go. So great little guy, man.
He's incredible. We went down and we did a thing for the Signal newspaper, and St. Croix is one of our premier sponsors. So St. Croix has been part of this event for the last 2 years. Not only are they a state sponsor for Wisconsin, but they're also donating a rod for each state winner at the championship. If the angler wins the winning fish on the St. Croix rod that they get presented to them on Friday night, they get another $1,000 cash from Jesse Simpkin over there from St. Croix. So big part of it. And that's the cool thing is Hunter, the neat thing about the youth, and Stan's going to see this, the kid is really good. I can't even say kid because I'm so old now, but this kid is really good at filming, unbelievable at editing. I've seen some of the stuff he's done for Todd Woods himself. We've got him, you know, working on the back end for us for a lot of stuff. So the neat thing is when you start opening up the door for the youth and you start seeing the talent a lot of these young anglers have, not just in fishing, but across the board for social media, filming, editing, graphic arts. That's what we're trying to do is open up these doors, and they're going to fill more positions than you guys are even thinking of right now in the fishing industry. Who knows, one day one of them might be another radio show host that might be joining you guys to help for a youth program that talks about fishing for young anglers in California. So you just never know what's out there, but if you give them a chance, they might surprise you.
Hey, Bill, as a radio show host, I've got to mention that we've got to take a commercial break right now. Can I get you to stay on a little bit longer with us?
I think I can do that.
All right. We're speaking with Bill Sematel. He's director of the Big Bass Zone Junior Championship. We're hearing some of the particulars about that and what Bill and his organization is doing for junior fishing. So stay tuned. There's still a lot more to come with these messages.
Hi, Roland Martin here. I'd like to tell you a little about Gary Yamamoto and the Gary Yamamoto Custom Bait Company. It all started with an idea, then a dream, and in 1983, the Gary Yamamoto Custom Bait Company was formed. If you know Gary Yamamoto like I do, and I've known him since 1983, you know he has a passionate love for the sport of fishing. That love is only matched by his obsession to design and produce the highest quality soft plastic fishing lures on the market today. Every bait Gary makes is inspected by hand. Today, more than 2.5 million packages of bait are shipped worldwide. On behalf of Gary and his staff, he wants to thank his customers for thinking so highly of his products and wishing you the great success at the sport of fishing. Whether you fish for fun or fish the tournament circuits like I do, you'll honor Gary for making Gary Yamamoto Custom Baits a key part of your fishing experience. Take it from me, Roland Martin. When I'm in need of a go-to bait, my first choice is a Gary Yamamoto Custom Bait.
Turner's Outdoorsman, California's number one fishing, hunting, and shooting sports retailer, now has 28 locations. Turner's is your one-stop shop for fishing tackle, hunting gear, and everything for shooting sports. Turner's offers a full selection and unmatched prices on the gear you need. Whether you're planning a fishing trip with the family or chasing giant tuna, Turner's highly skilled staff will make sure you have the gear for your next adventure. Visit Turners.com to find a Turner store near you and be sure to join the Turner's Discount Club to get weekly ads and specials right to your inbox. Turner's Outdoorsman, your one-stop shop for all your fishing needs.
We all like to travel, whether it's for business or it's pleasure. But one thing we all like to do, it's save money. Well, we got a travel tip for you. Bill Boyce has put together a travel website for you that can save you a lot of money. You can become your own travel agent. The site is bookwithboyce.com. You're going to save yourself 5 to 35% on all nationally advertised travel rates. You want to go to Mexico? You want to go to Hawaii? Bookwithboyce.com can offer you outstanding prices. And here's the deal. There's no surprises for accommodations, rental cars, or activities. So try bookwithboyce.com now and thank Bill Boyce later on.
Hi, this is Lori Heath. You may know me from some of the fishing boats out of San Diego. I want to talk to you about something that's really close to my heart. Did you know that when you donate blood, you're not only helping others, you're also helping yourself? Donating blood lowers the risk of heart attacks in men by more than 70%, lowers the risk of developing cancer, and helps you maintain a healthy liver. So donate blood to help someone else and to help yourself. If you can't donate, you can still make a difference with the financial gift. It's the best way to give back. Hook, line, and sinker. And for more information and to make a financial donation or an appointment, visit sandiegobloodbank.org. That's the sandiegobloodbank.org. And just to let you know, I'm also a blood donor.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Stan, Wendy, and I, we want to welcome you back to Rod and Reel Radio. Our special guest this hour is Bill Semitel, and he is the director of the Big Bass Zone Junior Championship, and as he just announced, presented by Bassmaster. Jim, Bill, congratulations on that. Nice get for you.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's it's a lot of work. I'm still, after getting everything crossed over to change it over to the Fishing Chaos app, we're back in the mix on finding state sponsors to get the funding to make everything a go. We're going to go over to Missouri this year, and the crazy thing is this is a plug for 1-800-BASS-BOAT, as I needed some, I don't know, $2 million insurance policies and had to reach out to somebody, and I go, who am I going to reach out for that? And guess what? Stan Vandenberg and his company, 1-800-BASS-BOAT, they do that kind of stuff. So I'm actually working with the people in the industry right here in my hometown to help with this event, and I appreciate it.
Good things.
All in all, and the fact that Bill and I talk here as we're going through all of these things, you cannot believe the volume of time and effort this man has put in to getting this to work. I mean, it is, you know, 24 hours a day almost for him to get this to work. And he's a lone wolf on the thing. He's got the only guy doing a lot of it. But putting it together is a ton of time and effort on his part. And I'll tell you, but from my side, it's much appreciated what you're doing, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, let's talk a little bit about just a couple of things that happened last year. Number one, how many states were represented in the event last year? And what was the average range of the participants? And were there any young ladies that qualified to fish in the event?
Yeah, so last year, the first year we had 47 anglers from 44 states. Last year, everybody said voodoo, no do, don't do because of the wicked COVID. And surprisingly, I got so many calls from grandparents and parents and kids to say, don't give up on us, because everybody else has, and that's the fact. So we had 52 anglers last year from 47 states. We missed out on Hawaii because they locked it completely down, and we had like 12 kids qualified for Vermont, or I think it was Rhode Island, and they won other states. So we had 47 states. Went up to Billy's place up there in Idaho, and it was just an unbelievable event. Everybody showed up. One thing we did change is we watched, and I watched the big thing, and, you know, it's all about big fish. Anybody who knows me knows that I love big fish. This is part of my passion and what I want to try to give back to the kids. So we increased the opportunity to win this year, and we have a Lunker largemouth and Lunker smallmouth. So the anglers this year that catch the biggest smallmouth and largemouth in the entire U.S., they actually win their own category. Then we're going to have 49 first place spots, and then we're going to have 2 second chance draws after all the first place goes. So we're looking at already 54 spots this year that are going to be filled. Crazy thing is Hawaii is just opening up, and we already have an angler over there that's caught a limit of fish in Hawaii. So I have a pretty good feeling Hawaii is going to be represented this year over there in Missouri. So we're doing that. Know. And like I said, it's really cool with just the sponsors that jumping on this year, Marichi sunglasses from Louisiana, they're donating, you know, $150 pair of sunglasses to every state winner for what they're doing, the hard work these kids are putting in for. And like I said, we have mercury and, you know, lithium pro batteries, and the list is so crazy. I think I'm at 35 prizes right now. I'm still trying to get another 25. I want to have the 54, but I'm looking at probably 260,000 right now just in prizes, plus a fully loaded Basscat Margay with, you know, Mercury, Motor Guide, Lowrance, Power Poles, $25,000 mystery weight, a $30,000 scholarship from Bethel University. And Joe Thomas called me recently and said, hey, Bill, the winner of this year gets to go down to Lake El Salto at Billy Chapman's place at Angler's Inn, and he can film a TV show with me for the Outdoor Channel, which is what Carter Dorn, last year's champion, which was awesome, is he won. And then getting back to your question for the women, yes, we had a few girls. We had Avery Shoemaker from Georgia. Her and her brother both won 2 states last year. They're twins. She came up and competed. We had Nicole Williams down there in Arizona. 16-year-old female won and represented the state very well and came up and, you know, put a showing in for the boys up there in Idaho. This year, we already have a couple anglers. Katie Carey from Wyoming's on the board. Nicole Williams on the board already for Arizona. Shoemakers are on board for Georgia. So we already have a couple. And then Tony McCalmont's daughter is leading Washington. We just did a post for that. So we're seeing more and more, you know, young ladies be a part of this, which this is what this whole thing's about, is everybody gets to fish. You know, there is no limits in lines. And I think you're going to have a really cool guest that's going to come on probably next hour, Sam Gay. I heard you guys mentioning that. And yes. Samantha Gay with the Fishers of Anglers Kids, if I get it right, I'm trying to remember all the stuff. She picked up the state of North Carolina as a state sponsor. she has been such a big part of it. I just watched a thing with, and she's going to probably talk to you about it, is with Ricky Green, Fishing Story. And she's just, I've known Sam for so long, and that's what the whole thing is, being able to watch these people that do so much giving back to the youth, and surprisingly how hard it is and how much work there is to go in it. It's cool to see people coming together in so many different categories for the youth. And you get to see it more and more now with, you know, social media. But it's people like you. I mean, it's people like you that give us the platform to talk about what we're doing. And if you know anybody, if you know any clubs or a fishing tournament or kids sitting on the side of the shore in Paris or Casitas, I mean, this is the opportunity to go up to you and say, hey, do you want to fish like a Bass Pro? Do they want to fish like, you know, Stan does with his brother and fish tournaments at the age of 13 and 14, standing on the shores of Casitas and literally have a shot at a national tournament with a shot of up to $90,000. And I know Stan and I have been around for a long time, and I fished a lot of BASS tournaments, and I fished for a lot of big prizes, maybe a $30,000 to $60,000 bass boat, but I've never had a shot at $90,000, especially at that time, you know, at that age. So if you see somebody sitting out there loves fishing, you know, don't neglect them. Just say, hey, there's options out there for you, and, you know, spread the word.
You know, the kids, they get a shot at doing this, and then if they go to the right school, you can actually letter in high school and then go to college on a scholarship for fishing and turn it into somewhat of a hobby or career, depending on how they want to do that. But, you know, education comes first. But the fact that there's so much out there and so much available for the kids nowadays, it's amazing.
If you look at Gary Mason from Bethel University, you know, Carter Dorn last year, 16 years old, he won the tournament. This is what his passion is. He wants a career in fishing. He wants to be the next Bass Pro. And he won a $30,000 scholarship from Bethel. In return, he went to the tournament. We wrote some letters. Guess what happens? Like a month ago, less than a month ago, he becomes the Bassmaster All-American. So he's one of 12 kids in the entire U.S. that also is crowned an All-American from Bassmasters. So these achievements are huge for a 16-year-old. Plus, when the parents are going, hey, when they want to go to college, and $30,000 is not chump change. That's a huge, and that's, you know, there's other things out there for kids, too, that can fulfill those callings of going to school and getting a great education and fishing. Oh, my gosh, can you picture if we had that when we were younger? I'd actually gone to college.
No, yeah, we'd still be in college.
Hey, I know.
You know, Bill, you know, you working on this tournament, just getting the kids to qualify is one thing, but it's a double-edged sword, because the kids that qualify have to get to the event, and they come from all walks of life that not necessarily they can make it on their own, and you work hard to be instrumental in getting these kids a pathway to get to this event.
Yeah, last year, and I got to give a lot of credit to Billy Chapman from Anglers Inn. Things were a little bit different at the beginning of the year, and we were able to get state sponsors to Let's Go Fishing Production, which is a 501c3, so it's a tax write-off. This year we lost that because a lot of people got hit pretty hard with COVID for their companies. But last year, all the money that was raised, I gave everything back. So not only did I hand out a $700 check to every parent that showed up to the event, we gave out $36,400 in cash to the parents for round trip tickets for them and their angler. We paid for a 2-night stay, all the food, had the boats, the trophies, everything was taken care of. This year, I've only got 15 states for state sponsors, so I'm about 30 states shy. That's why I'm working 24/7 looking for any type of organization that sees the cause to give to youth and help not only the kids but the families make it to an event like this. So a lot of it is, you know, donations and stuff, and it's just hard getting the word out. So I'm calling every day besides doing everything else, and we're trying to get some people to help with finances. And this year, if I could pull it off, surprisingly, when you go to other states and state taxes and gratuity and everything else, I'm looking at about a 33% increase on what it cost the last 2 years to go to Missouri. But the place is beautiful and it's going to be well worth it. I just got to figure out how to fund this thing or my wife's going to be talking to me late at night with a bowling pin, a roller pin. So it's a lot of work. And like I said, if anybody knows sponsors that would love to be a part of the cause for a tax write-off, they're welcome to call me anytime. I will pick up the phone 24/7 to talk to them.
Bill, when and where is the event going to be in Missouri? Right, the way it's scheduled.
We're going to Branson, Missouri, and we're having it downtown. I've already got the rooms booked over there at the Radisson, so we're at a 5-star hotel. I'm working with the city of Branson right now. Tony McCalmont and Melissa from Idaho, they're helping with securing boat captains. I'm working with some coaches over there, Rick from Missouri, from a Drury College. So we're going to have the boat. So I'm working with a few people, but there's a lot of moving parts right now. The permits are already pulled off, and this year is going to be the first one, too, is I understand the value of people's time when they give to other people. And the big shout-outs for the last few years of these boat captains and all the captains that go out with the youth and spend a day watching them fish and using their boat and their equipment. This year I pulled permits, and Sunday will be the first appreciation tournament for the boat captains, and I'm going to let the boat captains go out because, as we all know, Stan and everybody who bass fish, there's a lot of talkers. Oh, if I got to fish this tournament, I would have really kicked butt. Well, I know I hear that a lot from these boat captains, so they're going to watch the kids on Saturday, and Sunday I pulled permits, and I'm going to give them a free entry, and I'm going to try to scrape together like $5,000 out of my own pocket or something, and put some cash up there for these anglers and let the boat captains go out and have a fun day on the water and see if they could match what the kids are doing or if it's all talk. So I got a lot of things up my sleeve for some fun things this year.
Well, Bill, great. If we can we catch up with you? And then also I'll speak to you during the week to find out what states you need sponsors for, because of the fact that we've been lucky enough to deal with a lot of people from a lot of different states. And maybe we might have at least a couple of ends or a contact to help you out. And we'd sure love to do that.
John, I couldn't thank you enough. If we got a few more states that would like to jump in and be a part of it, or even product sponsors. I know a lot of companies like getting their product into the youth's hands. I think I have one of the an incredible platform for doing that, especially to have something in somebody's hands, you know, the youth and the families in every state in the U.S. in one shot. But the state sponsors, that would be huge, because if I was a bigger company, if I had more gusto and money, you know, it wouldn't even be a question. But surprisingly, when you're out there with limited means and you're trying to do so much, it does take a pretty good toll on you. But I'll say this, and I want everybody to know, and that's everybody keeps asking me this. They're going, Billy, you're trying to change the world. I go, you can't change the world by helping one kid, but you could change the world for that one kid. And I think that's where everybody keeps losing the focus on what this is all about. And some people think the mountain's too big to climb over, so they never attempt to do anything. And I'm looking at it in small pieces. You know,
you're
so
doing a great
look at
you're
one gonna kid. It's going to affect a lot of kids. I don't care how you cut it. There, a lot of kids will be affected in a really positive way, because your first tournament, my first tournament way back when, you know, it was, man, I like this. This is fun. I want to do another one. And that lights that fire, you know, that burns in their belly, that keeps them going. And hopefully that's something that they can continue to do, you know, and have the wherewithal and the means and the time to be a part of our industry and do just that. I don't know whether it's just you can do it as a regional guy, or you get a chance to go nationwide. It's just pure fun, no matter what. And I know it's an opportunity for these kids to be involved with something that, you know, for the first time, this is as big as it gets. It's nationwide. No, nobody ever offered that to you and I when we were kids.
Yeah, you know, it's a cool thing like that. James Hall got up in front of everybody last year, and we had a big dinner, you know, for all the big sponsors that showed up. And James brought it, and I've seen it for the last 2 years. This is the first time ever that I've ever seen. Usually what you see in fishing is a trickle-down effect of the grandparents going out with the grandchildren and crappie fishing, and you've seen that. Well, that's slowed down for years. It just has. This is the first time that I've actually seen, I bet you half of my young anglers that I've seen, like, join this tournament, start fishing hardcore, their parents don't really fish. You know, they fished a couple times with their grandparents, but they haven't picked up a rod since they were a kid. I've actually seen a reversal after they've gone to the championship, at Anglers Inn up in Idaho. They've gone home, and I've watched them through the winter, and the parents have gone out and bought a boat, a used boat. They spent all winter getting this boat clean, fixed up, and everything else. And the parents are calling me up, and they're going, my kid is giving me the love of fishing, and now the parents are getting involved more in fishing. And it's a trickle-up effect that the youth is now actually impacting the family from the ground up and getting the older people in the house, the family as a unit, back into fishing and having fun. And you don't see that in a lot of other organizations. It's really, really interesting and weird and exciting all at the same time. So it's amazing when you start opening your eyes and start looking at the little stuff behind the scenes, what these kids are actually bringing to the table. And I think the industry is losing out, and I'm going to call a lot of people out, is a lot of people always say they're in it for the kids. And I've had way too many big organizations said, Bill, we're in it for the kids that the parents could afford our sponsorship. I'm calling people out, and I call BS on that. Because
Bill, if we got Bill, we got to get going over here.
Yeah, they're leaving Bill, a lot of kids on the inner city kids, the kids that love fishing, they have probably more passion than all of us put together. They're not getting a chance. And all I'm trying to do is give them a shot that they could still go out there and compete, and they could be as big a star as they want on a platform like this with like a nothing entry fee. So
and
we got to look
Bill,
at
how do they get involved? Tell us, for those that are listening real quickly, how do they get involved? Where do they go to get the information?
BBZworld.com, or they can get on the Fishing Chaos app like Wendy did and find the event. But anybody can reach out to me at Bill at the BBZ. And I'll talk to you 24/7 to put back in the youth's pocket. We'll do it for the kids.
All right, Bill. We'll be in contact with you during the week and then later on, too, to find out how this thing is evolving. Can't thank you enough for spending some time with us, Bill.
And I appreciate it. And I hope you, Wendy, and Stan have a wonderful week. And we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Bill Sabatel. Yeah, Stan?
No, I just said... Be well, Bill. He's doing a great job.
Hey, we're going to take a break. Coming up next, Danny Wade from H&M Landing. Stay tuned. There's more to come.
Hi, this is John, and I'd like to invite you to the new Angler's Arsenal location in Lakeside, California. We've put together a staff of experts that'll help you find the tackle and gear you need at a price you can afford. We carry all major brands. And if you need custom work done, we can do that for you with both rods and reels. How about servicing your old equipment? No problem. We can do it quickly, easily, at a price you can afford. We also do custom hand-poured plastics through Western Plastics. Design the lure of your dreams and catch the fish that have been getting away. So come and visit us in Lakeside. We're at 12255 Woodside Avenue. Or you can visit us at anglersarsenal.com. If you need to call us, we're at 619-466-8355. See you there.
Gamakatsu hooks are made from high-grade carbon steel specially heat-treated to make them light and extra strong but not brittle. The Gamakatsu sharpening process is the most modern in the world and results in a perfectly conical point that is unequaled in sharpness. Gamakatsu offers a huge variety of hooks for all types of fishing, drop shot, extra wide gap, worm hooks, finesse wide gap, and a lot more. Gamakatsu has a hook for whatever style of fishing you want to do. Don't waste your time on a cheap hook. Ask for Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store now.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Are you looking for a quality fishing experience out of Cabo San Lucas for you, your family, and friends, but are a little set back with what charter company to choose? We urge you to use American and family-owned Lands End Charters. Lands End Charters offers their passengers affordable and all-inclusive services on a variety of vessels and trips. Fish with the latest of fishing gear while experiencing the hospitality of a long-time-owned family business. Go to LensandCharters.com to see all of their vessels and amenities available. Call Cobble, Greg, or Jenny at 800-281-5778 when you're ready for an action-packed Cabo fishing experience. Hey, everybody. This is a message for our listeners from a new Baja Magic Lodge at Cedros Island. Cedros Outdoor Adventures wants to make your dream of fishing Cedros Island a reality. Want to go after giant calicos or yellowtail with the best Cedros Island fishing organization, but you just don't know who to contact? Then give Cedros Outdoor Adventures a call at 619-793-5419, or even better yet, log on to their informative website at cedrosoutdooradventures.com. There you can visit their trip calendar and schedule a trip that's convenient for you. Once again, the phone number is 619-793-5419. Or their website of CedrosOutdoorAdventures.com. Rod and Reel Radio is brought to you by BajaBound.com Insurance Services. Are you driving to Mexico? You can buy and print out your Mexican auto insurance policy online in the convenience of your own home or office in minutes now with BajaBound.com's easy-to-use website. After printing your auto insurance, check out the BajaBound.com site. There, too, you will find great travel tips and information to help you get the most out of your next road trip south of the border. So this is an important fact to remember. Use BajaBound.com. It's the easiest way to find and get Mexican auto insurance.
If you're serious about your fishing, choosing the right tackle is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make. Iserline makes premium fishing lines, including monofilament, Dacron, Spectra, fluorocarbon, battle-tested harnesses, and top angler-tested Iserline tools and accessories. Iserline premium fishing products are created to provide you with the ultimate in strength, dependability, durability, high abrasion resistance, low stretch, and high quality. All Iserline products are 100% guaranteed against manufacturing defects. You just can't buy better value. Iserline will replace or repair at their option, no questions asked, if you're not pleased with any of their products. Catch what you've been missing. Quality guaranteed.
Rod and Reel Radio is now available as a podcast you can subscribe to on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcasting app. Get notified as soon as new episodes are available, or go back and listen to our past shows. Browse through all of our archive shows at rodandreelradio.com/archives and click the subscribe button to get started listening now.
Hey, Stan, Wendy, and I, we want to welcome you back to Rod and Reel Radio. You know, we would be remiss if we didn't check in to see what's happening offshore here in Southern California. It seems like the bluefin tuna are just ready to really pop. We've already had good yellowtail fishing here for the last couple of weeks. The weather, though, has been really our biggest enemy, trying to find a window to jump through. But who better to tell us exactly what's happening and what it looks like? The conditions are going to be next week to go out fishing is Danny Wade from H&M Landing. Danny, welcome to the show, sir.
How you doing, John?
Hey, I am doing great. You know, I have asked you a couple of times what your schedule's been there at H&M, hoping to get down to see you and tell you the truth. We have been so busy here in the shop. People are just biting at the bit to get out there and fish. Tell us a little bit about what has been happening and what might be happening this coming week, Danny?
Well, I mean, what has been happening is the wind's been blowing, which is half the battle, whether it be offshore or even here at the islands and so on. There's plenty of tuna around. It's just got to, you know, it's got to settle in and give us some weather window. I mean, we got another spot of stuff tomorrow. Then after that, it looks like, you know, it should be fair sailing for a while. When we get some fair sailing, you know, then the stuff might gather up and decide to chew a little bit. Old Glory came in this morning from a day and a half. I think he had 40 yellowtail and a couple of bluefin that were just over 100, you know, He's leaving tonight here in just a matter of minutes. It's a weather issue. It's spring. You know, I mean, it's still April. It's spring. You know, whether it be offshore or whether it be at the islands, it's spring, and it's very tough conditions this year and this time of year every year. So it's just a matter of getting a right of a weather window where, whether if you're at the islands, you get some current that flows and that flows in a consistent direction instead of, well, for 1 hour it's going out to sea, 2 hours later it's going uphill and any other direction you can think, and then offshore it's been choppy, you know. So, but you know, it'll settle in. I mean, you know, that little moon phase here a while ago, a few days back, it chewed there pretty good there for a day. And, you know, and I'm sure that'll happen again, you know, come another, you know, handful of days down the road.
Danny, when these fish have bit so far, because you hear some of the long-range boats came back up from down south and spent a day or two on them and got into them and got limits of fish, and they had, so, you know, fish from, I'd say, 60 to a little over, some of them over two. But where were those fish? Were they down below Ensenada or out west?
It's everywhere. But where the stuff was biting was anywhere from, you know, just above Ensenada to just shy of Colonnet, you know.
Wow.
I mean, you know, there's a pretty good spread there. And there's fish out here to the west as well, you know. So it's just a matter of, you know, gathering. It's you know, when they quit being bluefin and decide they want to bite a little bit, it's going to be fun, you know. They're kind of that way. They're goofy, you know.
Yeah, you got to get the
people think that bluefin are lion shy. They're not lion shy. It's just they're eating something that we can't offer, you know. But when it chews. You know, the flatfall guys and the guys fishing those bait rigs, they're fishing 60 to 130 pound. And yep. It was biting. But it's got to be biting. And that's just the way with bluefin. They'll chase around and they'll jump around and they'll do all that kind of stuff. And you know, they're on two eyes and a wiggle or whatever it may be. And they're not going to get away from that to come eat that sardine or anchovy or mackerel or whatever it is you're trying to feed them.
That's all right. That's bluefin fishing. It's, and it can be any day they just want to chew, and then the wind blows better the next day, and they chew better.
Yeah, you never know. It's just kind of the way they are.
You know, Danny, what's exciting is that those fish are within, this early in the season, are within day and a half range. So fishermen, they don't have to budget a lot of time this early in the season to go out. They can go out on a Friday night, come back on a Sunday morning, and they can go on out. But I'm sure, too, if you really want to get out on what is the equivalent to a limited load, man, during the week right now is the time to go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Old Glory's leaving tonight with 10 people on it.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh, isn't that something?
Yeah, you know.
Hearing, Danny.
Yeah, you know, during the week, you know. That will be because of the way the wind's been and the conditions have been. It's tough to get a boat out during the week because it just, you got to get them out there before they can turn anything in, you know. And that's the hard part. You just can't run, you know, you can't run a boat out there for 2 weeks and carry four or five people. You know, that just chokes the owner of the boat. So,
yeah.
So, you know, we got to have people, you know, the problem that I see is people want to go, but they don't want to put that deposit in. Well, if you put that deposit in and for some reason it doesn't go, you get it back. Or you can transfer it to another day, you know, whatever you want to do with it, you know. But without reservations, these boats don't get off the dock. And that's at any landing that's up and down this coast, you know. And that can be an issue, especially this time of year.
The other thing, Danny, for the people that are scheduling to go on day and a half or two and a half day trips, what are you recommending for the type of gear they should be bringing with them? Because we're noticing that if they don't necessarily get in to the big bluefin, there's still a chance of catching some really nice quality grade yellowtail.
Oh, yeah. I would, you know, if you could bring, we'll just start with only two rods and reels. I would bring 40-pound and then jump it up to like 60. If you can bring three, I would stay with a 40-pound and maybe back one off to 50-pound and then jump up to either 80 or 100-pound.
Yep.
And then according, you know, appropriate hooks and SK jigs or flat falls or whatever you decide to use. And, of course, you know, the rubber band rig. You know, there's been as much caught on that rubber band rig and maybe more than it has on the artificials. So, you know, and that's something that people
kind of
get away from.
Explain what the rubber band rig is, because there are people that don't know what that is.
Well, I mean, you have heavy line. Typically a fluorocarbon leader and you a bigger hook. I mean, even if it's a 6-inch sardine, you know, a 5-0 hook, circle hook, whether you want a ring or not, it's up to you. But then 3 to 4, maybe even 5 feet above your hook, you're going to rubber band a weight to your line. And so the weight sits parallel with the line. And it keeps it from twisting and getting tangled up more than anything else. But the other idea is that when you do get that bite, the rubber band comes tight and pops off. So now it's just you, a fish, and your fishing line. No swivels, no nothing.
Danny, normally
that started on the long range trips, God, years and years and years ago, you know.
That's normally a torpedo sinker. How heavy a sinker are you recommending that people bring?
I would start at 8 ounces and maybe go as high as 12 or 16, depending on how much wind and how much current.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you get a 12 or a 15 knot breeze on a 75 or an 80 foot boat, man, that thing becomes a sail. And the idea is you want that thing to be down in the water column, not out away from you.
No, you want to get it down. Yep. Quick. The faster you get it down, the better.
Yeah, because more of a chance to get a bite.
The sinker or the flat fall, whatever you're using, is going to plane as the boat drifts away. And a drift can be pretty quick, depending on the wind. And so if you don't get it down, it's just going to go right over the top of them, and you missed your chance.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been using these SK jigs here for the last couple, 3 years. And I'm not trying to sell you one way or the other, but they get there quicker than a flat fall. And many times, you know, those first, especially that 100-plus pound fish, those first 3 or 4 or 5 guys that get that zone are the ones that get bit.
Yep.
And it just gets there a little bit quicker. You know, it might be 3 to 5 seconds quicker, but you're there. And hang on, because you're going to be there for a while now.
With that torpedo sinker, you're using a live bait. You're trying to get down there quick, Danny. How are you hooking that bait so that when it gets down there, it's still effective?
You pin their mouth closed. Hook through the lower lip, up through the upper lip. And the hook acts like a keel. So the weight of the hook and the bend of the hook will make that bait stay upright. If you hook it sideways, you know, through the nose like some guys traditionally do, then they spin. And all you just made a propeller, and rarely do you get a bite. Through the bottom lip, up through the bottom lip, through the top, and get it down there.
All right. Well, Danny, it sounds like the elements have been working against us, but when things settle down, you know, the soft shore bite is going to be good for the tuna, and then don't you have the Grande online right now going to the islands during the week and on the weekends?
Yeah, he's scheduled every day. Again, it's a matter of getting enough people to book to go for any of these, whether it be, you know, any of these day boats. There's fish at the islands. I mean, I've been there numerous times and seen them myself. We got to get conditions, you know. We got to get the south winds got to go away. The current's got to start to run and quit changing, you know, 100 different directions during the course of a day. If we can get any kind of a southerly condition, you know, on that the current, whether it be down or down and in or even straight in, going to put some fish on a boat. And, you know, it's there. It's just got to get it to where it will bite, and it doesn't bite in that southerly condition.
All right. Danny, how's the best way for someone to find out what boats are going where and the duration of the trips and all the information we need to go out and get these fish if we've got some time available to do it? How do we get a hold of you?
Well, you'll find me on my couch, but but
oh,
to get a hold of this place, you can call 619-222-1144, and whoever answers the phone can help you out. You can book a reservation, you can book a charter, you can ask questions about what's going, you know, next week or whatever it may be. And you can do the same thing through the website at hmlanding.com. You can book a trip over it, you know. You can look the schedule of this boat or that boat or any boat you want to look at. And you can even track it down to particular days or particular lengths of trips by using the filter system. And you, again, you can book it. And if when in doubt, give it a call.
And, you know, don't let this guy fool you, because if he gets any extra time, he's not letting any moss grow on his north side, nor is he a couch potato. He's out there slinging an iron.
I'll be out chasing these things around.
You're chasing these fish. Danny, thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, and I hope to get a chance to get out there and see you this week.
I'm back. My schedule, I'm back to what I'm normally. I'm Thursday through Monday.
Right.
So I'm off Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and I'm gonna go catch a yellowtail in there somewhere.
All right. Danny Wade from H&M Landing. Danny, thanks a lot for being with us.
We're gonna take
a break right now, but coming up next, Bill Cimatell actually was mentioning her. We're going to have her on the show. She's taking Wanda Stewart's place. Samantha Gay is going to be with us. So stay tuned. Find out what it's all about after these messages.
Turner's Outdoorsman, California's number one fishing, hunting, and shooting sports retailer, now has 28 locations. Turner's is your one-stop shop for fishing tackle, hunting gear, and everything for shooting sports. Turner's offers a full selection and unmatched prices on the gear you need. Whether you're planning a fishing trip with the family or chasing giant tuna, Turner's highly skilled staff will make sure you have the gear for your next adventure. Visit Turners.com to find a Turner store near you, and be sure to join the Turner's Discount Club to get weekly ads and specials right to your inbox. Turner's Outdoorsman, your one-stop shop for all your fishing needs.
Hi, Roland Martin here. I'd like to tell you a little about Gary Yamamoto and the Gary Yamamoto Custom Bait Company. It all started with an idea, then a dream, and in 1983, the Gary Yamamoto Custom Bait Company was formed. If you know Gary Yamamoto like I do, and I've known him since 1983, you know he has a passionate love for the sport of fishing. That love is only matched by his obsession to design and produce the highest quality soft plastic fishing lures on the market today. Every bait Gary makes is inspected by hand. Today, more than 2.5 million packages of bait are shipped worldwide. On behalf of Gary and his staff, he wants to thank his customers for thinking so highly of his products and wishing you the great success at the sport of fishing. Whether you fish for fun or fish the tournament circuits like I do, you'll honor Gary for making Gary Yamamoto Custom Baits a key part of your fishing experience. Take it from me, Roland Martin. When I'm in need of a go-to bait, my first choice is a Gary Yamamoto Custom Bait.
Hey, bass fishermen. Who do you call for your bass boat insurance? Well, if you're not calling me at 1-800-BASS-BOAT for your boat insurance, you're probably paying too much and may not have the coverage that you need. In 1974, I developed the Bass Boat Program that is what all the pros use today. The reason? No depreciation or any partial claim for your hull, your big motor, your trolling motor, or your electronics until your boat's 10 years old. That's right, you only pay $250 to get your boat on the water for any partial claim, and we still pay a stated value replacement cost for your boat if you have a total loss. We're the only people in the industry that does that, and that's why we are the choice of the pros. So if you want the best, forget the rest. Just call 1-800-BASS-BOAT. Call 1-800-227-7262 or just spell Bass Boat. 1-800-BASS-BOAT. I know there's too many letters, but the T is free and the call's on me. That's 1-800-BASS-BOAT, the choice of the pros for Bass Boat Insurance. For more information, log on to 1-800-BASS-BOAT.com.
Are you looking for a quality fishing experience out of Cabo San Lucas for you, your family, and friends, but are a little set back with what charter company to choose? We urge you to use American and family-owned Lands End Charters. Lands End Charters offers their passengers affordable and all-inclusive services on a variety of vessels and trips. Fish with the latest of fishing gear while experiencing the hospitality of a long-time-owned family business. Go to LensandCharters.com to see all of their vessels and amenities available. Call Cobble, Greg, or Jenny at 800-281-5778 when you're ready for an action-packed Cabo fishing experience.
Hi, this is Lori Heath. You may know me from some of the sports boats out of San Diego. I want to talk to you about something that's really close to my heart, the San Diego Blood Bank. Fishing for a way to make a difference in your community? Consider donating blood or making a financial donation to the San Diego Blood Bank. Your gift will impact medical research, revolutionize how we improve health and treat disease, and most importantly, give the gift of life. But we can't do it without you or without your help. Visit sandiegobloodbank.org to make an appointment or to give a financial donation today. It's the best way to give back. And just to let you know, I'm also a blood donor.
Stan Vandenberg, Wendy Toshihara, and myself, we want to welcome you back to Rod and Reel Radio. You know, I was trying to make the theme of this show enablers, the people that are working in our industry to get everyone out fishing, especially youth and women. And we started off with Bill Semitel at the top of the show. Needless to say, Danny Wade at H&M Landing, he is enabling as many people as possible to go out and catch the fish of a lifetime with the bluefin tuna bite that we have out there. I wanted to bring aboard Wanda Stewart, who is the head of the Sisterhood of Fishing, who works with women in the industry, getting them involved in fishing, latching them up with sponsors, and getting them going there. Unfortunately, Wanda had a situation where she had to cancel out of the show. So I am really happy, though. I called up another young lady that we have that is what I think of as an enabler. Not only is she working with women in the fishing industry, but also with youth. And I want to welcome to Rod and Reel Radio, Miss Samantha Gase. Samantha, thank you for coming on such short notice to be with us on Rod and Reel Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, it is a pleasure. Now, Samantha, a lot of people might not know you or be aware of you. I don't know if you're on Facebook and you're involved with bass fishing. I don't know of anyone that hasn't seen you. But before we start talking about what you're doing, tell us a little bit about yourself and just how you got involved in fishing in general.
Well, I got involved with fishing as a child. My dad was a very avid outdoorsman, and my grandmother was very much into fishing. So they got us outside, me and my family members, like cousins and things like that. But my grandma was probably the most influential on my fishing as far as that goes, because she probably spent the most time with me and my cousins and teaching us how to fish and just showing us the ropes of fishing. For the past, I started back fishing in maybe 2015. I started bass fishing, and I got on social media about the same time. And I was pretty successful with bass fishing as far as like pond hopping and things went. So then I decided to start fishing competitively in bass fishing tournaments, local like club tournaments, and also our Bass Nation qualifiers for North Carolina. Throughout all that, I started a youth fishing organization, the Fishers of Kids Anglers Academy, which has a goal of providing free fishing gear and experiences to at-risk youth in North Carolina, or in my community, North Carolina, and all over the country, really. Let's see. I've started a high school bass fishing team, a junior bass fishing team. We've had teams compete in national competitions for out of the last 5 years, I believe. And I'm also a sponsor, a travel sponsor for the state of North Carolina for the Big Bass Zone Junior Championship that I'm sure Bill was talking about earlier.
So. Oh, yeah, and he mentioned you, and he gave you great praise because it is a really Herculean effort that you're doing to be able to sponsor a team or individuals coming from your state. Because, you know, one of the biggest problems that any fisherman has is approaching sponsors to try and get any type of support, because the sponsors themselves are getting hit from so many different directions. And what you have to do is kind of sell yourself or your program on why it is worth the sponsor's time to be able to take the time and money to sponsor you.
Right. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And last year was hard for that because of COVID. Extremely hard.
And yeah, we got.
Oh, sorry.
Wendy, I want to bring you on because of the fact that you are with a national manufacturer in the fishing industry, Iserline. And tell us, when you're looking to bring people on to support and sponsors, what is the things that Iserline, what are they looking for these people to bring to Iserline to make it worth their while to be, you know, to be sponsoring them and supporting them?
To be perfectly honest, it's all about sales. You have to be able to walk the walk and talk the talk and be able to help promote the company. And bottom line is always sales.
All right. Now, you know, Samantha, you are representing a lot of kids trying to get them going in the fishing industry. What are some of the pitfalls do you think that you see in these kids in their success in successfully going to sponsors and try to meet their need to advance themselves in the fishing industry?
Well, honestly, I think too many of them join pro staffs right off the bat because they think that they're going to get something for free, and they don't even like know the products that they're jumping on board with. Like myself personally, I don't have any sponsors if I were to have a sponsor or something like that, I'm going to have to know the product and love the product and use the product and be not like, because I can't stand seeing people go out there and they don't tell the truth about how they feel about that product.
You've really got to
know it, and you've got to be able to use it. Like, there's things, like, that's part of the reason why I haven't done it. I don't want to limit myself from what I can use, because there's certain things I absolutely love to throw, and I'm going to throw them. And, like, I have confidence in, and I have confidence in the companies and the people in the companies, because, I mean, the leadership and the morals of the companies are very important also. You know what I'm saying? The word I'm trying to say is not coming to mind.
Well, you know what? I think one of the things that's really important is loyalty.
Right.
You know, you have a lot of anglers who want to be sponsored, but they jump around, you know, at mm-hmm. the best offer and not knowing the product, like you say. You know, you can't do that. You have to, it's your reputation that's on the line. And so you want something that can represent you honestly.
Right. And that you're proud to represent. And
right.
You don't want it, because you don't want to jump on board with a team that's not known for good business practices and just not very well respected in the industry, because then that looks bad on you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you have to do your research for sure.
Stan, I'd like you
to spend the time to put that to give these companies the exposure that they need on your social media, out at shows and things like that. So you've got to be ready to put in the work yourself too.
You know, Stan, I'd like you to jump in on this too, because you are a nationally known company, and not only are you representing and through insurance the everyday average angler, but you've got also many of the top-notch pro anglers that are out there, and you see some of the things that they do right or don't do wrong when it comes to, you know, wooing national sponsors. What do you say some of the tips that you can give to help people accomplish this goal of approaching a national sponsor?
Well, you know, the cool part from I've been blessed. I've been in the bass fishing arena since I was on the first bass team in 1978, I think, ever put together by a rep group in California. I got sponsored fully by Ranger, Lowrance, and everybody by 1982. I got to fish the Pro Tour for years and still had a business I had to put together. But, you know, what Samantha was saying, I reiterate this to the young guys coming up. I go, choose the people that you want to work with and the products that you want to work with well. And don't get out there and start hopping ship just because you think you got a better deal or you're going to get more product or, you know, a better rod, whatever it is. You'll get a reputation of being, you know, the wrong guy to be on a team. Wendy knows this too. You know, you want somebody that's going to be loyalty. She said that right there. Loyal to the product and work with the company to help build sales or make sales a difference in the product. And you look at the guys that are out there, like, you know, the Aaron Martins and the Skeet Reeses and the Cody Myers and the Johnny Murrays and the guys from the West that have done well. They chose people that they wanted to work with, and they stick with it until that particular product maybe gets sold or changes hands or goes out of business, and then they find somebody else. I think probably the biggest thing for me was Greg Hines and I were sitting next to each other at a tournament at Lake Mead, one of the pro events, and Greg told me, he goes, well, I lost one of my sponsors. Can't remember what it was, a real sponsor or a line sponsor, whatever it was. And I said, what are you going to do? And he goes, well, I'm going to look for the next story. And I went, what do you mean? He goes, you know, where can I make a difference? You know, who's coming up and what product is it that I can help their story to be more successful? And I go, that one, I think that little chat right there changed my life. Because it means, you know, everything to the industry, to be loyal to the products that you work with and stand by the people that are depending on you at that point in time to help them, their company.
All right. You know, Samantha, we've also been talking about a lot of the work that you're doing with youth and high school groups and everything like that. Tell us about that. And why does it seem are the kids hesitant to get involved in fishing because they believe it isn't a cool thing to do, or they don't have the mechanics to do that, or they're maybe more interested in doing a video game or peer pressure from their friends? Tell us about some of the problems that you run into getting kids involved in fishing.
Well, since I started my organization in 2015, I've had the opportunity to fish with a lot of different kids, and a lot of the problem I see in my community, in my area, is because we're in a very poor community, so a lot of the kids don't have access to the gear and the things that they need, and then if they do have that stuff, which I try to get it to them if they don't have it, then it's finding somewhere that they can go fish, or like, because we don't have a lot of public ponds and fisheries around here. We do have a creek that runs through our county, so it's like, just getting there, just having the resources, even to go and buy a fishing license, because some of these kids don't have a lot. So that's part of the reason why I started my fishing organization, so that I can help the kids get out there that don't have the resources to do it, and hopefully save their life one day, or give them a positive alternative to fishing. And I have not encountered a lot of problems as far as getting the kids out there, because the kids seem to be very interested in it. As far as the ones that I've communicated with, a lot of our issues as far as our fishing team goes, again, we're in a poor community, and most of these kids don't have boats. Their family members don't have boats, and they don't have access to anyone who has a boat. So that's a lot of it. It's just being able to get to it. But thankfully, through social media, I mean, we've been able to get kids on the water that never dreamed that they'd be able to go out there and compete against other kids from North Carolina.
Well, you know, I know you personally have done a good job with your own advancement in the fishing industry. Not only are you an expert fisherman, but you're well-spoken. And I got to tell you, and this may seem superficial, but you are stunningly attractive. And you put all those things together, and having you catch fish for somebody is really a plus. And now I understand that you're kind of putting this together, trying to promote yourself. And one of the largest shows that we have in the year is the ICAST show, and that's where the industry comes together and celebrates fishing and introduces new products and everything like that. I believe you have plans to go to ICAST. And what are your goals there, Samantha?
Well, Lord willing, I'll be there, and I'll be working as media, doing video interviews and things like that. But I mean, it's always good to go and catch up with people that have supported myself and the Fishers of Kids over the years. So I'm always very thankful to be able to go around and talk to them and just show my gratitude. But this year especially, I'm hoping to pick up some help for the Fishers of Kids, because we're looking for title sponsors and things like that to help us get more kids involved in fishing, like the kid from North Carolina, whoever it is that wins, to get that child to Idaho. And then I've also got a 4-H fishing camp coming up this summer. So that's something. But actually, that's going to happen before I even go to ICAST. So that'll be done. But just trying to get support for the kids, mainly, honestly, and the organization itself.
Samantha, tell me about that 4-H fishing thing that you got going. That's really interesting. That's something I haven't heard of.
Okay, so the 4-H director of our county, she reached out to me last year, and we had planned to have a week-long trip where we'd have, well, 4 days, actually. We'd do the younger kids the first 2 days, and then the older kids the second 2 days, and it would be like an all-day camp. And we just, as like in years past, we've had trips where we've had volunteers. I think the first year I had 26 kids and 13 volunteers, and then the next year I had 78 kids fishing with 61 volunteers. It's just a matter of getting them out there to expose them to the outdoors and teach them to respect their environment and the fish and things like that, and then teach them how to fish, show them how to tie a hook, show them how to cast, teach them how to fish, and get them involved in it. But the COVID messed all that up last year. So this year we're doing a 2-day, half-day event where on June, let me look at the calendar. I believe it's June 16th and 17th that we're going to do 8:30 to 12, because COVID restrictions, we can't feed children anymore right now. So we couldn't do an all-day thing. But it's going to be on June 16th and the 17th. And it's just the same thing, teaching them. It's not going to be a lot of time to teach them a lot, but try to teach them the basics of fishing and respecting your environment. I think the director had heard about me through there's another 4-H club called, it's the Wilderness Team. And they would contact me, and we would do like a fishing event where I'd go and I'd talk to them about fishing. I'd open up the back of my truck and let them get what they needed. I took them rods and reels, and they got whatever they needed, and would go fishing, and we'd all fish together and things like that. But I believe that's how she found out about me, and then she reached out. So I'm excited to have the opportunity to do that again this year.
Now, you also mentioned that you will be trying to assist the qualifier from your state to go to the Big Bass Zone Junior Championships. Bill Simatel, who we had on earlier, mentioned you, and you've mentioned Bill. How are you trying to be a key person to help a qualifier from your state go to this championship?
Well, I've been collecting donations. I'm about halfway there for that one, but I'll send $2,000 to to Bill or the nonprofit that they're using. I'll send it directly from the Fishers of Kids there to pay for the travel costs for the kid and their family to get there and compete. Is that what you mean?
You know, Stan and Wendy, I can't believe the effort that this young lady is putting out to help fishermen in an area that they just seem that they get so little support. How she is going out there and looking under every rock and every crevice that she can to try to get out and support the kids. Do you also find that you're getting support from non-traditional sources? In other words, not necessarily fishing tackle stores, but also people that are in your community that are aware that, hey, you're doing something really great for the youth of your community, and we want to be in there and help too, even though we're not fishing oriented, but we can still help.
Maybe a little bit.
like a pizza house or a fast food place or something like that.
Well, I've had a fast food restaurant, fast food chain that I used to work for. They reached out to me this year while I was in there and picking up some food. And I'd just gotten back from Florida when I went down to film with Ronnie Green for a fishing story. And he told me that if I'm doing whatever they can do to help get the kids out there, get the kids on the water, to let them know that they support me 100%. So, yeah, a little bit. And there's more. It's just a matter of actually getting out there and pushing it more. But, see, everything got so messed up last year, and it's just starting to kind of build back up and get good again. So I believe so. We'll be able to pick up some more help over the next couple months. And I you wouldn't believe the support I get from people all over the country. Like the big fishing trip with the 78 kids. Man, I had people come from all over North Carolina. I had people from Virginia. I even had a bait company, like a guy who owns a custom bait company. He and his girlfriend, they came down with the baits and the kayaks. And so I've been very fortunate to find help, even if it's not right here in my immediate community. Social media and things like that have been just very, very helpful for me.
Well, Samantha, there's a few people that listen to this show that might be able to help you out that weren't familiar with what you're doing but are now. If those people want to contact you and get involved and help you out and find out what your needs are and how they might be able to help you go in the direction you want to go, how's the best way to contact you and your organization?
You can email me, SamanthaGay0131@gmail.com, or I also have a website for the Fishers of Kids. It's FishersofKidsAnglersAcademy.org. I believe there's an option for you to contact me from that page as well. And then I'm on social media, on Facebook, Samantha Gay or the Fishers of Kids Anglers Academy. Same thing on Instagram, Fishers of Kids Anglers Academy, and catchingfish_notfeelings. And then I'm also on Twitter, Samantha L. Gay.
All right. And obviously, I follow you on Facebook, and I just marvel at some of the fish that you catch out there and the way you let us know how you go about doing it. Just congratulations on that. And if you have a final word for a young individual that wants to get involved with fishing and maybe doesn't know how to go about doing it or anything like that, what advice can you give them?
Contact me. I'll send you whatever you need to get on the water as far as fishing gear. Like,
that's
or just
awesome.
No, don't be afraid to try. Go to Walmart and pick you up a rod and a reel or your local tackle store and get even a cane pole. But just don't be afraid to try, because you just never know. Each cast, you could catch your biggest fish, but just not to be afraid to get out and try something new, maybe.
All right. Samantha Gay, I can't thank you enough for spending some time with us, especially being contacted at the last minute like that. You are charming to talk to, and I got to tell you, you have our admiration for the work that you're doing and what you have to work with and what your final goal is. Thanks a lot for being with us and telling us your story.
I appreciate y'all having me. Thank you so much.
And we look forward to maybe seeing you at ICAST, okay?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right. You know, Stan and Wendy, I can't believe, you know, how many people that are out there like Samantha Gay that are trying to do so much with so little to get kids and people involved in our sport. I mean, boy, I can't think of any better notion than that.
You know, you're absolutely correct. And between what Bill's doing and what she's doing, there are very few people that have sacrificed the time and effort, because it's a lot of time and effort to make something happen positive, especially in the industry where you heard Bill talk about, you know, hey, it's if the, you know, we're talking about we don't really care about the kids. We care more about the kids' parents and the money they're going to spend. That's unfortunately a part of it, because, you know, the industry wants to, you know, promote themselves and make money. But, you know, these two people are doing things to promote the future of our sport, which that's invaluable from all of us that are working in it. You and I and Wendy, and we're part of the industry and been working for years and years within it and watched it go up and down and up and down. But right now, I think it is the most important time in the history of the sport. We have millions of people across the nation that couldn't travel and decided to buy a motorhome and a boat or something to pull the boat with and go camping and learn how to fish. The opportunity is there, but, you know, the industry really has to get behind this and help, you know, grow it. And you've got a couple of people right here that are doing a whole lot to make things happen for our future. I think it's great.
You know,
one of the things that I'm an elk, and you know, they do a lot of work for the community. And I'm sure if she went to one of those bigger organizations, you know, and explained, you know, what she needed, I'm sure those bigger organizations could also help outside of the fishing industry. And it's really hard for the fishing industry because we don't have any product coming in.
That's right. Yeah. That's a great idea. I mean, that is a great idea, Wendy.
I've got it. And especially organizations like the elk, that elks that are service oriented, especially service oriented in their communities. Wendy, that was a great idea. Hey guys, we've got to take a break right now. Just if you're a sponsor out there, if you talk the talk, make sure you walk the walk. Hey, we'll be back with Amy Tomlinson from Crowley Lake Fish Camp. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John, and I'd like to invite you to the new Angler's Arsenal location in Lakeside, California. We've put together a staff of experts that'll help you find the tackle and gear you need at a price you can afford. We carry all major brands, and if you need custom work done, we can do that for you with both rods and reels. How about servicing your old equipment? No problem. We can do it quickly, easily, at a price you can afford. We also do custom hand-poured plastics through Western Plastics. Design the lure of your dreams and catch the fish that have been getting away. So come and visit us in Lakeside. We're at 12255 Woodside Avenue. Or you can visit us at anglersarsenal.com. If you need to call us, we're at 619-466-8355. See you there.
Every serious angler knows that a quality hook is an important part of their arsenal. Gamakatsu hooks are made from high-grade carbon steel specially heat-treated to make them light and extra strong but not brittle. Gamakatsu ring hooks are made with a one-piece ring, no welds, no weak spots, a very smooth-moving ring. Gamakatsu offers a huge variety of hooks for all types of fishing. Live bait hooks, both light and heavy-duty to four extra strong. Circle hooks, tuna hooks, ringed hooks, tuna doubles, and many more. Don't waste your next fishing trip on a cheap hook. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store now.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Have you dreamed of experiencing the world-class in and offshore fishing off the exotic tropical Pacific coast of mainland Mexico? Why not fish the sailfish capital of the world, Manzanillo, Mexico, with the folks you know and trust, Cedros Outdoor Adventures. In Manzanillo, you can find roosterfish, sailfish, marlin, tuna, dorado, and more, all within 20 miles of the shore. Our friends at Cedros Outdoor Adventures are offering an all-inclusive travel package to Manzanillo that makes your winter fishing dreams a reality for a special price of $21.95. Cedros Outdoor Adventures is a name you learn to trust for safety and value, but these trips are available for a limited time only, starting this fall through March 2021.
Learn further trip details and make your reservation at CedrosOutdoorAdventures.com or call at 619-793-5419.
Run Real Radio is brought to you by BajaBound.com Insurance Services. Are you driving to Mexico? You can buy and print out your Mexican auto insurance policy online in the convenience of your own home or office in minutes now with BajaBound.com's easy-to-use website. After printing your auto insurance, check out the BajaBound.com site. There, too, you will find great travel tips and information to help you get the most out of your next road trip south of the border. So this is an important fact to remember. Use BajaBound.com. It's the easiest way to find and get Mexican auto insurance.
Hey, Stan Vandenberg, Wendy Toshihara, and myself, we want to welcome you back to Rod and Reel Radio. Well, you know, we just checked with Danny Wade, and we said we were going to be remiss if we didn't at least check in to see what the bluefin tuna bite was all about. Danny says that there's been some problems with the weather trying to get a window of opportunity to go out there and get those fish. Well, we'd also be remiss if we didn't check in to see what was happening with the Sierra opener. And as I understand, they might have had a little weather up there that affected what was happening. But let's get the load on what's happening. We're going to speak with Abby Tomlinson from Crowley Lake Fish Camp and June Lake Marina. Abby, welcome to Rod and Reel Radio.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being with us. And Stan, we want to thank you for connecting us with Abby. Why don't you start off with a question? Because Abby said there might be a problem with her staying awake because I think they've been burning the candle on both ends up there.
I called Abby during the week. I go, because I lost track of time. I looked at my calendar. I go, Abby, is the opener this week or next week? Because normally it would be next week, but you know, she goes, no, we've been going 24/7 trying to get it a week ahead of time. So with all of that going on, Abby, how did it fare for the gang that came to Crowley, and how did it work at, and her husband Adam is usually over at June Lake trying to make that thing happen over there. But tell us about the opener, the weather, and what kind of fishing we had.
Well, we were very happy to have an opener. You know, last year it got canceled. So it was great to see, you know, here at Crowley, we had folks lined up for days to get in here. We got a nice packed house of folks coming in. And so it was just great to see fishermen and to have all these folks coming up and just a real packed house. We had all of our boats rented out, tons of people bringing their own boats in, campers all along the shoreline. So first of all, we had Fishmas, and it looked, it was great. You know, Crowley, we were lucky here. The morning was actually pretty calm. Boats were able to get out on the water, and then we had wind pick up on the north end and kind of work its way back towards the harbor as the day went on. So by, you know, 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, it had been pretty windy. But folks were able to get out. They were fishing from boats. They were fishing from shore. And a lot of folks with nice stringers coming in. And, yeah, it was great. I think our biggest fish here at Crowley was about 7.5 pounds, at least what weighed in. I saw some pictures of some pretty sizable fish at the North Arm as well. But, yeah, it was great. Packed house. So
That's great. 7.5 is a good fish. I don't care how you cut it.
It was, yeah. No, he actually got that on a gold Castmaster. He told us his secret. And actually, I heard from quite a few folks that Castmasters were good. But overall, you know, we had a fairly mild winter. So the water is warmed up. We've had some bugs hatching. And right now you can come to Crowley and do anything. You can fly fish and midge fish. You can troll. You can cast lures, you can float bait. Just about everything was bringing fish in. Yeah, a lot of folks got their limit, a lot of nice fish, and a lot of fish, you know, in the 1 to 2 pound range, but plenty of fish in like the 5-6 pound range as well. So a lot of nice browns held over as well. So,
well, that's pretty Abby, incredible. Go ahead, John.
Are the shore fishermen having as much success as the boat fishermen? How's you that know, split up right now?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of folks were on shore, and right now, because the water's so clear, there's nothing, you know, keeping, you know, nothing, no weeds or anything like that, making it difficult to shore fish. So, yeah, the north end, which was pretty windy, a lot of folks stuck to the shore up there. And like I said, I heard a lot of folks doing good and saw some great pictures of some fish up there as well. So, yeah, you don't necessarily have to get out on a boat, fishing was great. The fish were ready and they were hungry, so a lot of happy people. June you know, Lake did not fare as well. The June Lake Loop yesterday was bad. It was we had some very strong winds and some strong gusts of wind. So what happened at June Lake, and I understand, you know, everybody. They wanted to get their boats out. It's Fishmas Day. So early in the morning, it was still pretty calm. So, you know, we have our boats headed out about 5:30 in the morning. And all was good for about an hour. And then the wind started picking up, and it really just got worse and worse throughout the day, including some really strong gusts of wind that made it so you really couldn't get out on a boat yesterday at June. So it was a real bummer for a lot of folks up there. But again, people kind of took to the shores and did what they could. And we still saw a lot of nice fish coming out, you know, as spirits were still high. I felt bad for a lot of folks that, you know, kind of got blown out. But like I said, that we still saw a lot of nice fish, 6 and 7 pound fish coming out of June Lake. And
wow.
I think the big fish on the loop was out of Gull Lake. Actually, they got 10.5 pound fish out of Gull Lake there from
nice.
Shore. So
really off the shore.
Loss.
That's,
yeah.
You know, that's well, people, if you've never been up to June Lake and you're in the June Lake Loop is what they call it. It's a real canyony area that kind of a big horseshoe that comes back from one side of 395, comes back into it way up at the north end. But the wind comes whistling down through there, and when it does, it can be pretty violent. But the guys on the shore to catch, you know, a 10-pounder off the shore, that's a prize, one. But to have that size fish, that 5 and 6 pound fish, whether you're a Crowley and you got a 7, and you had others that came in, and there's probably a bunch that didn't get reported, that's a pretty great opener. I don't know that we've heard that in the last several years about, you know, having that much or that many big fish caught in either lake, one Crowley or June, especially June. 6 and 7 pound fish, 5, 6, 7 pound fish in June
nice.
Is that's great. You know, the loop, you can get some big fish out of Grant and Silver and whatever else, but you know, wow, that's been a pretty good opener.
Yeah, you know, it was. Like I said, the weather wasn't really cooperating. And so, you know, I felt bad for all those folks. But people were making the most of it. And today it calmed down, and so folks were able to get out and fish. And, yeah, it was pretty good. If you could brave the cold and the wind, and then you were able to get some fish. But, yeah, hopefully, you know, what happened this year with it being early is it's always the last Saturday in April. And the last day of April is a Friday. So, yeah, it was about a week early. And sure enough, we just got to have one of our kind of late winter storms. But the good news is that although the wind was ripping, and it was pretty good. I've been up at June for several years now, and it was one of the worst days that I had seen, honestly. But everybody stayed safe and sound. Everybody came, you know, was able to get back and stay safe. So that was the main thing. And at the end of the day, they weren't at work. They were up in a beautiful place, and they were with their family or their friends. And so, like I said, spirits were high, and there was still a lot of nice fish, but despite the weather. So
was a gold Castmaster the favorite bait at June Lake too?
You know, I think mouse tails got some really nice fish. And
oh, really?
Mouse tails, yeah. Berkeley came out yesterday, and they were they had a lot of nice things for folks. They were giving away some great prizes and little gifts for everybody, lots of stuff for the kids and stuff. But I heard some mouse tails, and definitely Castmasters are a popular lure. And then Thomas Buoyants, too. We had a nice fish come in on a Thomas Buoyant. So,
you know what, Abby, color? Abby, do you know what color of the Thomas Buoyant?
Yeah, it's going to be a frog pattern.
Oh, there we go.
Yep. It's not exactly a secret anymore, but you get one of those frog pattern Thomas Buoyants, and you can go anywhere in the Eastern Sierra and catch some trout. So,
right. Yeah. So it's the day of the daredevil. That's been a favorite bait of the Sierras. So
yeah,
all is good. That's pretty fun.
You know, Abby, I've got a text from someone that's up there at Crowley Lake right now listening to Rod and Reel Radio on the Rod and Reel Radio app. And they said, you can sure tell who the locals are up here. They're the ones in the T-shirts, shorts, and tennies. And it's 43 degrees.
It's kind of true. You know, we're a little bit more conditioned up here, but I'm always surprised by how tough some of these fishermen are. And it's not uncommon, you know. Fishmas, you know, trout opener is such a tradition. These folks, they've done this before. You know, they've seen snow. They've seen it all, you know. So it's not uncommon you see folks up here with snow pants on and this and that. And I don't blame them one bit being out on the water. And today, I think today it was maybe around 50 degrees. And when it was sunny here at Crowley, so it wasn't terrible. But yeah, if you're not used to it, it's a little chilly. But yeah, the locals are all in their t-shirts and stuff.
For many years,
say come prepared.
I was going to say for many years, I used to go to the opener many years ago, and every year we'd go up to either Crowley or maybe up to Bridgeport, wherever you were going to start with. But you know, you put a pair of hip waders on, because if you didn't know better, you usually have to have a longer net, and you need to be able to wade into the water, because a lot of times you're too shallow to get the fish to the net. So you get a pair of hip waders and you dress warm, and you're out there at 30 in the morning, and you kind of claim your spot on the lake that you're going to fish.
And that's exactly right. Yeah, a lot of the folks lined up on the shore definitely had their waders on, and they were glad they did too, you know. So
I went out, like I said,
June Lake got blown out, but I went out with the dog and walked along the shoreline to check in with folks. And, you know, everybody was having a great time catching fish and just up there enjoying the scenery and having a good time. So it wasn't all was not lost. So,
now, Abby, with the COVID situation and no opener last year and maybe a lot of uncertainty, did you see the crush of people up here this year? And what about future reservations? Is now a good time to book if someone wants to come up here and see you in the next couple of weeks? Or are you pretty well booked and taking reservations further into the future?
You know, we always just do our reservations the year of, you know, and I do think that what's happening is people maybe can't plan as far in advance, But, you know, even if you have a few weeks' notice, you should be able to find something. But, yeah, we are open. We're taking reservations. We're not 100% booked at either one of our lake locations. We have, we have big fleets of boats. I got 80 boats here at Crowley, and I have 50 up at June Lake. So, yeah, start planning your trip and making reservations. I don't see, really a lot of restrictions. Things are just getting better and better up here in terms of, lodging. Indoor dining is loosening all the time. So it's a great time to get out, and it's a perfectly safe thing to do. The outside fishing, camping, outdoor recreation is certainly good to go. So, yeah, everybody should try and plan a trip and make some reservations and come on up. But, yeah, there's always room.
And, Abby, how's the best way to do that? If someone wants to come up and visit you at Crowley Lake Fish Camp, or go see Adam over there at June Lake Marina?
Well, we take turns. We take turns running these places. But the best way is just to give us a call. And at Crowley Lake, you can call us at 760-935-4301. We also have a great website, CrowleyLakeFishCamp.com. You can check out all the different types of boat rentals we have. You can check out our campgrounds, our cabins, everything that we have here. And June Lake Marina, it's the same. You can call to make a boat reservation, and it's 760-648-7726. And again, we have a great website, junelakemarina.net. You check out all the different types of boats that we have and how we set up our reservations, and just give us a call and get booked up.
And right now for June Lake, are there any weather-related issues? Does it seem like everything's pretty much opened up there?
Yeah, no, all the lakes in the June Loop are ice-free. There's not snow on the ground in the valley. Like I said, early season in May, you never know. You could get a freaky little snowstorm in May. It happens. Usually those things kind of come and go pretty quickly. But overall, the water's warmed up to be real suitable for fishing, and weather-wise, it's been pretty mild, so I don't see any issues moving forward with coming up to fish.
Wow. Well, it sounds like it's a great time. Are you finding it's a flow of water? Do you have heavy flow right now, or because of the lack of precipitation, everything seemed to be really fishable, and is the lake level good?
Yeah, everything is actually fine. We didn't have a lot of snow, but there's still quite a bit of snow left in the mountains to melt and come down. So here, no, we don't have any issues with water levels. The lake levels are all still suitable for launching, for boating, for fishing. There's no issues. It's not so bad that we're seeing our water levels affected. So it's all good.
Well, Abby Tomlinson from Crowley Lake Fish Camp, please also give a big hug to Adam for us, and we weren't trying to slight him by just talking to you. So, again,
okay.
People want to come up and visit you again, give us a good number to give you a call at.
All right, just give us a call at 760-935-4301.
All right. Abby, thanks a lot for being with us. And stay and get the last word.
The wife and I will be up there for Mule Days working with the gang at the showgrounds. And then I'll come up and say hi then. And then we'll be back up a couple of weeks later for the Fadit tournament. And ready to fish for the big ones up there again. So we'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. And you have a great night.
Thanks for being with us, Abby. Well, Stan and Wendy, that's it for tonight. Wendy, I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to talk a little bit more about your turkey hunt, but maybe we'll get a chance to do that next week, okay?
All righty.
And Stan, we'll be talking to you next week, too. We'll get a chance to talk a little bit more about some of the bass fishing here. So, guys, thanks a lot for being with us. We want to thank our guests. Thank Otto and the AM540 Studios, Ben Harvey, our local producer, and always in memory of Big Tuna Bill and Eddie McCune, You, the listeners, thanks for being with us tonight. Make sure you support our sponsors. Good night, everyone. We'll be back next Sunday night, live, starting at 5:05 p.m. on AM 540 or on